Friends, let us begin the chapter 4 of our subject, Materials and Equipment Management in Healthcare Organizations. And the name of the chapter is Hospital Dietary Services. Diet plays a vital role in the treatment of patients. And our mission is patient satisfaction, patient health. So diet plays a very vital role in the treatment of patients, in addition to medicines. Proper diet is the key to good health. Inadequate and improper diets are the true cause of undernutrition of patients. They also result in several chronic degenerative diseases such as cardiovascular diseases, diabetes, and even cancer. Such an important thing. Nutrition is the process of taking in food and using it for growth, metabolism, and repair. What is metabolism? In our stomach, metabolism is the process of digesting the food and creating heat and energy. Good nutrition and adequate, well-balanced diet combined with regular physical activity is a cornerstone of good health. Poor nutrition can lead to reduced immunity, increased susceptibility to disease, impaired physical and mental development, and reduced productivity. So poor nutrition is so bad for the patient. And good nutrition is so good for the patient. On this motto, we will proceed. The resourceful functioning of these departments depends mostly upon how best the materials are provided by stores department to them. Hence, a patient's nourishment is a top priority at all the hospitals. The dietary department aims to provide nutritious, attractive, and palatable food while maintaining high standards of hygiene, sanitation, production, and service to all the patients. Bearing in mind that every patient has unique needs, all patients cannot have the same food. Every patient has unique needs for his health, unique food preferences. Dietitians visit all the patients on a daily basis. Why? To ensure that the food tolerances, ethnic and religious needs, and therapeutic requirements of all the patients are met. So, dietitians visit all the inpatients on a daily basis. Inpatient dietary services. Who are inpatients? Patients admitted in the hospital. They are inpatients. Inpatient dietary services. What they do? All the inpatients are assessed for nutritional risk by qualified dietitians. All the inpatients are met on a daily basis. As I told earlier, individualized and tailor-made nutritional care is provided to all inpatients. The patients are offered a wide choice of food items like soup, let it be, whatever is liked by them. Wide choice of food items based on nutritional requirements of the individual patients. Then, all efforts are made to prepare and provide special meals catering to patients in accordance with their disease condition, their health condition. Then, nutritional assistance in terms of diet counseling and educational material is given to all patients. Being discharged from the hospital, that means at the time of discharge of the patient, whatever he should do in the coming days and coming weeks, that kind of nutritional assistance, including educational material, that means what he should eat, what he should not eat, all that is told to the patient and patient's relatives and friends also. Outpatient's diet clinic. The assigned dietitian would first check the patient's OPD card. Who are outpatient? Patients who are not admitted, but they are visiting the doctors in the OPD. So, their OPD card for diagnosis and diet advice, then only plan the diet and provide a chart with detailed counseling on how to follow that chart. So, we have discussed inpatients, we have discussed outpatients also. Diet is important for both type of patients. Inpatient nutritional care. The assigned dietitian will conduct ward rounds on a daily basis to visit the individual patients in order to assess the nutritional status, to make the changes according to the patient's requirements, and to give a brief orientation about the hospital diet. Now, coming to food service management, because we have to provide proper food to everybody, that is clear. But how to manage this food service? Diet prescribed by the assigned dietitian is compulsory for all inpatients. Hospital kitchen is being managed on a contractual basis. Hospital management doesn't manage the hospital kitchen. It is on contractual basis. The meals are prepared and served as per daily instruction given by the dietitians, who maintain a strict check on the quality of food and the food services provided. That means, though the contractor is preparing the food, dietitians maintain a strict check on the quality, because that is the must about the patients. Housekeeping. What is housekeeping? Cleanliness and orderliness, and a place for everything, and everything in its place. Cleanliness and orderliness must be of a very high order, especially in kitchens of the patients. It is of paramount importance. As such, monitoring of cleanliness, monitoring of hygiene, sanitation is conducted on a daily basis. It is very, very, very important in case of hospital kitchen. Medical checkup and health of food handlers. Periodic health checkup is conducted for all the personnel working in the kitchen from time to time. Major food service requirement activities, receiving of raw materials, a list of raw materials same as formulary to be made with the help of assigned dietitian, and the same has to be followed. Inspection of raw materials to ensure quality of materials, milk, rice, wheat, vegetables before clearing the GRN. For example, vegetables must be garden fresh. What is garden fresh? That means you pick up from the garden within 2 hours, it should be served to the patient. That is the requirement. Vegetables must be garden fresh. storage of raw materials in proper storage area like refrigerator for perishable goods like milk, and dry storage area for non-perishable goods. Production of food where various meals are prepared according to prescribed diet plan of individual patients. Then serving of food according to the prescription given in the diet plan with the help of standardized utensils, crockery, and serving the diet tray at the patient's bedside. It is so good, it is so particular that the tray of the diet should be given at the patient's bedside. Then compilation of the diet sheets received from all the wards twice a day. Planning of the therapeutic diet with the help of meal card which specifies the calories, because every item of the food has so many calories given to the body, which specifies the calories and protein requirement. So it is role of dietitians in food service management of the hospital kitchen. Then role of the materials manager in management of dietary, because in the whole subject actually who is the hero? That is the materials manager. So what does he do in the management of dietary? Number one alternative, the material manager needs to ensure that hospital has enough stock of raw materials. Here the dietary is not outsourced. Here the materials manager himself manages, needs to ensure that hospital has enough stock of raw materials such as milk, rice, wheat, vegetables readily available. The responsibility of the maintenance of the inventory of required items is entirely of the materials manager. The consumed items must be immediately replenished without waiting for any requisition from the dietary in charge. Alternative number one. Alternative number two, as already mentioned by me, the dietary services are outsourced, contractual. The materials manager is responsible for selecting the quality-minded contractor who will be committed in writing to follow all the norms of the dietary mentioned in the chapter, which we have already explained. We have already explained that the dietary services were outsourced. But there was an alternative number one also, where materials manager himself is responsible for everything. Alternative number two, he is also part of quality management. He means materials manager. He is also part of quality management committee, which consists of dietary in charge as well as some senior colleagues who will ensure that all the norms of food service management given in this chapter will be adhered to. Like maintenance of cleanliness and orderliness in the kitchen, medical checkup and health of food handlers, major food service management activities including receiving of raw materials, inspection of raw materials, storage, production and serving of food. And last but not the least, daily testing. Who will do it? That quality committee. Daily test the food and quality assurance of the food attempts as per compilation of diet sheets. Thank you.